This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 690. What to do with one-sided task two questions.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
What should you do if the writing task two question only states one opinion, but you still want to write an argument essay?
Hey, Jessica, what is happening on the West Coast?
What is happening on the best coast?
Best coast. I agree.
Let's see. I get to go shopping with my teenage nephew this weekend, and I feel like super honored that a 16-year-old boy would like trust me with fashion sense. So yeah. I'm feeling hip. I'm feeling cool. And that's what I'm excited about. What about you?
Well, I'm recovering. I'm excited about sleeping because I didn't sleep at all on the red eye back from California. And then I've been working since I got back. But actually, I'm going to New York this weekend and I'm excited about that because a friend of mine is having a baby shower. So that'll be fun.
Oh my God. You're traveling again?
Yeah, but just this time by bus and train. So luckily, no flying. No more airports until May for Japan.
Oh gosh. You have been such a jet setter lately. Yeah. I am exhausted just thinking about all the traveling you've done.
It's kind of invigorating. I feel like I need this kind of pace and this kind of like moving around. It just gets the ideas flowing. It's good. Mostly
for
it's good. It's just not good for the body because you don't sleep as much as you need to, you know?
But it is, totally. It is really important to have that change of pace sometimes. Like, that's a big part of our power method that we do with students in the immersion program in Japan is that, and for IELTS students, guys, this is important for you to think about as well. When can you have this sort of experience in your study plan where if you hit a plateau with your English, with your life, right? Like in general, you really need to change it up sometimes. And to have a day or two where it's just like, not a lot of rest, right? Yep. And you are just constantly moving forward to meet certain goals, shake things up a bit. That's what can like sort of like shake up where you're at, get you past that plateau.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. It's all about that. I mean, for our listeners, you know, they are looking to move abroad, right? To go abroad and have that mix up in life in general, right?
Totally.
And so that's also a good reason to get ready for this IELTS exam. That's why we're here.
Right? Exactly. And we are completely honest with you guys about how much time it takes and preparation to get the scores that you need. Because a lot of you are going for really high scores. I mean, if you're doing that express entry to Canada, you're trying to get that 8777.
Yeah.
You're going to have to sacrifice some time, you guys. But you know what? If you're in Three Keys IELTS and the study plan tells you exactly what to do. So even though you're going to have to sacrifice a little bit of sleep sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Wake up a half hour earlier, go to bed a half hour later, carve out that time in your day. At least if you're in Three Keys IELTS with the study plan, you know that you're not wasting that time, that it's for a good reason.
Yeah, totally. 100%. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So good.
Okay. So guys, we are talking about writing task two today.
Yeah, writing task two, you know, and also we just did a webinar recently on writing task two, right?
So
that was
very well.
Yeah, make sure you guys listen in for our next web class. You do not want to miss these web classes, you know, because we get to go a lot deeper than we can on the podcast, right? When it comes to one topic. Yeah.
And guys, when you're listening to us on the podcast, you can't like interact with us. This is recorded in advance. We're not actually talking to you right now live, but it sounds like it. But in the web class, you guys, it is all live. You can ask questions whenever, right? Like you can interact at certain parts. We ask you questions directly and read your answers. So the web classes, it is a whole other way to study IELTS with us.
Yeah, that's huge. That is huge. So guys, make sure you just listen in. We're going to be having more later in the year. And if you don't listen to the All Ears English podcast, go over there and subscribe to All Ears English podcast. And we do web classes on that side too, which can also prepare you really well for IELTS. But today, right, Jessica, we're digging into that writing test too. So what specifically are we going to talk about today when it comes to writing test two?
Yeah, so we had a fantastic question from a Three Keys student in our Facebook group who has already received her answer weeks ago from Kayala. So she is quite active in the Facebook group. Thank you so much for interacting with us and other students, Kayala. Lindsay, do you want to read her question?
Yes, I would be happy to. So here it is. So hey guys, the writing task two question is, universities should accept equal numbers of male and female students in every subject. Do you agree or disagree? How can I write the introduction and the second paragraph because it has only one side? Please answer my question. Thanks.
That's a good question. You know what's funny? That's the first time I've been asked that question. I love how eye-opening student questions are. I never would have thought about that this would be confusing, but I can totally understand how this is confusing. So we have to focus on that last question, right? Do you agree or disagree? If you guys see that, to what extent do you agree or disagree? How far do you agree or disagree? Then you can definitely write an argument essay. And if you've been listening to the show for a while, guys, and you know I do recommend always writing an argument essay when you can, because it saves time and it's a lot easier to get a better score than writing an opinion essay. So Here, we could definitely write an argument essay, but that's a really good question. Like, how do we do that? I don't see two opinions in this question. What is the argument? So, guys, there's always another side, right? It doesn't matter what opinion you throw out there. There's going to be somebody that disagrees with it. So it doesn't matter if you see both sides stated in the question. You can still write about the other side because of the fact that the question ends with agree or disagree. So that means, right, that both of those things are possible.
For sure. For sure. So we kind of grab that intuitively, right, that there is a different side and we can talk about that. I like that.
Yeah, guys. So don't feel like you're wandering off topic or doing something you shouldn't do because you're not talking about the opinion stated in the question, okay? That's not a thing. So let's look at this a little bit and do a little brainstorm about this question because this could be kind of tough to think of reasons for both sides.
Ah, okay. So which side should we brainstorm first? What do you think?
Hello, awesome IELTS students. If you live in or around the Boston area, we would love to invite you to have a live speaking mock test with Lindsay to be featured on our YouTube channel. It's so exciting. So email Lindsay and work this out. Lindsay@allearsenglish.com. Email her and we'll see you on YouTube. Well, let's take the side that's presented in the question. So why should universities accept equal numbers of males and females in every subject?
Okay. So here's one idea that women and men may have different perspectives on the subject. I mean, that would be a good reason to get a mix, right? Definitely. Get the same number. Mm-hmm.
For sure. I think to overcome historical gender bias, that's such a great term.
Gender bias,
write that down, you guys. The historical gender bias, which is still present in the system because it's so hard to change things that are ingrained like that, right? So take the engineering, any of the sciences and maths that people study, it is still assumed by some people that those are male characteristics, right? Yeah. That men might have better brains or whatever for numbers and stuff like that. So I think in order to overcome that and to ensure that women do have a fair shake at being in these fields, then universities should be required. It should be a law, at least for like 10 years or something to get over this hump that you have to have equal numbers of both genders in every subject.
Mm, interesting. Okay. So those are two, those are good, like really good, solid ways to argue for, to agree with the question or the statement, right?
Totally. And guys, if you write about this in your essay, if you have a topic like this, remember, you have to follow it with like a, hopefully a real example. So I am sure everybody can think of examples from your own country and culture. I mean, just look at the university you went to, mm-hmm. right? Where I'm sure there were more male engineering students than females. I mean, just say that. Like, that's a perfect yeah. example.
Mm, I like that idea. So that would be our first paragraph, right? We'd give some details, some examples. And then in the second paragraph, we would argue the opposite side.
If that's your opinion, yeah. I like to tell students to put whatever side is their side in the mm-hmm. third paragraph. So let's say that our opinion is that we disagree with this, that no, like this is silly. Universities shouldn't be have these requirements. Why? Why would that be something to disagree with?
Yeah, I mean, it comes back to choice, right? Because what sure. if we were trying to balance things out, you could call that a kind of discrimination that people yeah. wouldn't be able to choose the subject that they actually want to study, right? If there were too yeah. many males and another male wanted to study that, they wouldn't be able to. It comes back to the free choice, the choices that we should be able to have in our lives, especially if we're paying for a university degree.
Yeah? Exactly. Yeah. And what if, you know, more females want to study education, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's a female-dominated field usually, at least in the classes that I took. Yeah. And not all of those females would be able to do that because those places would be taken by males, right? Mm-hmm. So like both sides, right? It would mm-hmm. be unjust to a certain number of people. And also you could use the reason of just talking about how having a merit-based system is so important. Like you should get in because of your qualifications, not your gender, right? Mm-hmm. Your whatever, your experience, test scores, whatnot, mm-hmm. Right. and not your gender. But I think that kind of goes both sides. It's this is a tough question, but true. Don't make it too complicated.
Yeah, just go with, you know, this is where brainstorming comes in, right? Because we would right. be, what we're doing verbally right now is what you would be doing through, hopefully if you're in our course, through our system, our process. You'd have a very specific way of doing this on paper with a timeline, right? A time period that you'd know how to budget your time for this. So right, by the time you yeah. get to writing it, you're not going to have these questions in your head because you will have decided what your points are going to be and you just go to town with writing.
Go to town with writing.
I love
it.
That expression.
You know, I know for so many students with writing, these are the toughest situations to tackle. Is like you have a lot to say and you probably don't plan it out, or maybe you plan too much. You're wasting your time there. And then when you write, you're just, it's just like word soup, word salad, you could say. You're just trying to like put too much in there and it's unorganized. So the beauty of having the three key system when you do task two is that it limits those choices, right? Because you know exactly what to do to get that 7 or higher. It's not about putting in everything you know. That's not what you're graded on. You're not graded on your knowledge of the topic. You're graded on writing a good essay. So having that clear in your mind saves you time and helps you focus on the exam.
I love that. I love that. So important to go about the preparation in the right way, you know?
Exactly. And guys, it's also important to get bonuses like the one that we prepared for you, which is how to wake up the examiner on the speaking exam. Now, this is not something that's in the normal course, you guys. This is only for podcast listeners. So yeah. if you are ready to learn the three key system, so you have that control in writing and everything else, then go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. And the coach package is how you get Skype classes with me.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I love bonuses. They're the best.
I know. Who doesn't love bonuses?
Who doesn't love them? That's so great. That's so great. And remember, I mean, the student that asked this question, she's in the Three Keys IELTS Success System. That's why she didn't have to wait for her answer, right? Yep. She got the answer right away in the Facebook group. So that's what you get when you join us, when you become part of this system. It's not just the system. It's a community of other students who are doing the same thing. They're learning the same thing you are. Right. And exactly. we're in there answering questions too. So great.
So great. You are fully supported, even yeah. in an online course. I know that's hard to believe, but it's true.
Awesome. All right, Jessica. Well, thanks for going into this topic today. It's been good.
For sure. Very interesting discussion.
Very interesting. All right, interesting.
Lindsay. All right. Have fun in New York.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.